Good evening, I am Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Alaska investigators say they have found no evidence of animal cruelty after an animal rights group complained about a kennel operated by four-time Iditarod champion Dallas Seavey, who was recently accused in a dog doping scandal. The Matanuska Susitna Borough has not released specifics of the investigation. Alaska State Troopers also are separately investigating complaints against the kennel, but will not identify the musher. The borough says in a release that it investigated after receiving complaints from an individual and the group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Borough officials and CV did not immediately return messages Thursday. PETA asked for investigations based on a whistleblower's reports of sick, injured, or dead dogs. Iditarod officials recently said four of CV's dogs tested positive for a banned substance after his second-place finish last March. CV denies the allegations. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Carl Castle says most of the borough's 250 buildings are badly in need of maintenance, a nearly $400 million backlog. The mayor discussed the situation at two public meetings Wednesday. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Castle says the Fairbanks North Star Borough and all other Alaska municipalities have for decades relied on the state to pay for building and maintaining local roads, schools, libraries, and just about all other public structures.
That's been our business model, and that's what's broken.
But the state's been cutting that funding since the price of oil began to nosedive 4 years ago, so much so that Castle says he expects little or no funding for either maintenance or capital projects in the years ahead.
Our business model is changing, and we have to change with that.
Castle told about 130 people who turned out for the first of two meetings at the Pioneer Park Exhibition Hall Wednesday that borough officials have tried to lessen the impact of the steady decrease in state funding by juggling funds and finding operational efficiencies while lobbying lawmakers and the governor to restore at least some funding.
We've just been sucking it up. How long can we do that? I'm telling you, we're at the end of the road. Okay?
The mayor says the backlog of some $389 million in deferred maintenance and capital project spending over the past 10 years and the need to spend more than $1 billion over the next 20 years to replace the borough's aging structures and the unlikelihood of state officials solving the problem anytime soon all make it necessary for local officials and the residents they serve to take matters into their own hands.
We got to sort this out. We got to sort it out soon because we're still digging a hole.
Which brought Castle to the inevitable question, how to pay for all that work. The mayor says budget cuts are inevitable, but he also says borough officials must consider boosting revenues and look at other strategies, such as issuing more bonds to finance construction.
We got to look at revenues, fees, taxes, the bad words. We got to look at that. We got to look at bonding. So we can bond things and stretch payments out.
The latter alternative appealed to Jerry Rafson, who sat in on the noon meeting.
I think the simplest way, in my mind, is to run out some bond issues, preferably individual facilities, and see what the voters vote for.
Bob Hildebrandt says he favors both cuts in services, such as closing one of the borough's three pools, and revenue increases.
I think maybe cutting some things and raising revenue, getting a balance in there, and see if we could work it out.
Hildebrandt says he opposes the borough tax cap, a voter-initiated limit on the amount of revenue the borough can collect, which must be reaffirmed by voters every 2 years. He says he'll vote against it in next year's local election. Linda File, who also attended the noon meeting, says she strongly believes the borough must boost revenues. File says voters should lift the borough's tax cap, and she says she'd pay higher user fees and a sales tax, as well as a state income tax.
I feel like it's a citizen's responsibility to contribute.
Castle says he'll convene more of the town hall-like meetings in the near future to talk with residents about other fiscal issues as he and his staff begin work on the coming fiscal year's budget. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
President Donald Trump plans to meet with the governors of Alaska and Hawaii and Pacific U.S. territories amid ongoing tensions with North Korea. Alaska Governor Bill Walker says the meeting, scheduled for Friday in Hawaii, is expected to focus on Trump's upcoming trip to Asia and Pacific theater issues affecting the governors. Walker says the governors of Guam, American Samoa, and the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands were invited. Walker plans to travel to Hawaii with Trump's team from Washington, D.C., where Walker testified before a U.S. Senate committee in support of opening a portion of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas exploration. Walker has raised concerns with North Korea's weapons tests and suggested the strategic importance of having a naval base in the state. And for more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.